This is New Creation Common Prayer. Today we are called to worship with Psalm 132, verses 1 through 10. Lord, remember David, all the ways he suffered and how he swore to the Lord, how he promised the Strong One of Jacob, I won't enter my house, won't go into my bed, I won't let my eyes close, won't let my eyelids sleep until I find a place for the Lord, a strong dwelling place for the Strong One of Jacob. Yes, we heard about it from Ephrathah. We found it in the fields of Ja'ar. Let's enter God's dwelling place. Let's worship at the place God rests his feet. Get up, Lord. Go to your residence, you and your powerful covenant chest. Let your priests be dressed in righteousness. Let your faithful shout out with joy. And for the sake of your servant David, do not reject your anointed one. Today's Old Testament reading comes from Isaiah 63, verses 7 through 16. I will recount the Lord's faithful acts. I will sing the Lord's praises because of all the Lord did for us, for God's great favor toward the house of Israel. God treated them compassionately and with deep affection. God said, truly they are my people, children who won't do what is wrong. God became their savior. During all their distress, God also was distressed, so a messenger who served him saved them. In love and mercy, God redeemed them, lifting and carrying them throughout earlier times. But they rebelled and made God's Holy Spirit terribly sad, so that he turned into their enemy. He fought against them. Then they remembered earlier times when he rescued his people. Where was the one who drew them up from the sea, the shepherd of the flock? Where was the one who put within them his Holy Spirit, the one who guided Moses' strong hand with his glorious arm, who split the water for them to create an enduring reputation for himself, and who guided them through the depths? Like a horse in the desert, they didn't stumble. Like cattle descending to the valley, the Lord's Spirit brought them to rest. In this way you led your people and made for yourself a glorious reputation. Look down from heaven and see, from your holy and glorious perch, where are your energy and your might, your concern and your pity? Don't hold back. You are surely our Father, even though Abraham doesn't know us, and Israel doesn't recognize us. You, Lord, are our Father. Your reputation since long ago is that of our Redeemer. Today's New Testament reading comes from Ephesians 3, verses 14 through 21. This is why I kneel before the Father. Every ethnic group in heaven or on earth is recognized by him. I ask that he will strengthen you in your inner selves from the riches of his glory through the Spirit. I ask that Christ will live in your hearts through faith. As a result of having strong roots in love, I ask that you'll have the power to grasp love's width and length, height and depth, together with all believers. I ask that you'll know the love of Christ that is beyond knowledge, so that you will be filled entirely with the fullness of God. Glory to God, who is able to do far beyond all that we could ask or imagine by his power at work with us. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus for all generations, forever and always. Amen. Today's Gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. When Mary, his mother, was engaged to Joseph, before they were married, she became pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man. Because he didn't want to humiliate her, he decided to call off their engagement quietly. As he was thinking about this, an angel from the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife because the child she carries was conceived by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Now all of this took place so that what the Lord had spoken through the prophet would be fulfilled. Look, a virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did just as the angel from God commanded and took Mary as his wife. But he didn't have sexual relations with her until she gave birth to a son. Joseph called him Jesus.
In your presence praise, in your presence glory, in this place your holiness fills our hearts. In your presence grace, in your presence worship, in your presence, Lord, we give you praise. In your presence, praise. In your presence, glory. And in this place, your holiness fills our hearts. In your presence, grace. In your presence, worship. In your presence, Lord, we give you praise. We lift you up and we adore you. Proclaim your name above all names. In majesty, you reign forever. So here before you, we stand amazed. In your presence, praise. In your presence, glory. In this place, your holiness fills our hearts. In your presence, praise. In your presence, worship. In your presence, Lord, we give you praise. We lift you up and we adore. Before you, we stand amazed. In your presence, praise. In your presence, glory. And in this place, your holiness fills our hearts. In your presence, grace. In your presence, worship. In your presence, Lord, we give you praise. In your presence, Lord, we give you praise. The
Apostles' Creed is a statement of Christian faith that goes all the way back to Latin Christianity in the 4th century and has been used by Christians in that Western tradition ever since. It is a reflection of the Christian faith in God, Jesus, the Spirit, and our hope in the future and in the church, and is something that during this Lenten season we will be repeating together. Let's now state that shared faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us enter into a time of prayer for ourselves, our community, and the whole world. I invite you, wherever you're joining with us, to lift up your prayers, either out loud or silently, wherever you are today. Let's pray. Lord, we pray for your church, both our local congregation and the church worldwide. Help us to be unified in our mission today and to be great co-partners with your Spirit wherever we find ourselves. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering today, whether sick, injured, or oppressed. Be with them, supply their needs, and bring justice today, we pray. Lord, we pray for those who may consider us enemies, whom we have injured or offended. Grant them your peace and enable us to be peacemakers. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, including these. And now let us pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we depart this time together, go with these closing words from Psalm 34. The righteous have many problems, but the Lord delivers them from every one. He protects all their bones. Not even one will be broken. Go today in the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow. New Creation Common Prayer is a ministry of New Creation Community Online, New Creation Community Middleton, and Nampa College Church. You can find out more about our ministries by visiting nampacollegechurch.com. Today's song was In Your Presence, performed by Ryan Gage and recorded and mixed by Drew McKellips. All scripture readings were out of the Common English Bible. Today's psalm reading was read by Caleb Daniels. Today's Old Testament reading was by Caleb Daniels. Today's epistle reading was by Caleb Daniels. And today's gospel reading was by Caleb Daniels. Background music for New Creation Common Prayer was created awesomely by Keller Gage. Today's devotion was produced and edited by Caleb Daniels.